Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and if it's Friday, it means Mike Nothnagel is across the table from me here in the studio. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm always excited to play, but before we can play this week's show, we've got to clear up our challenge from last time.
In which I said, start with the phrase opera singer. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase. Four letters, seven letters, four things you might pick from a tree. What are they?
Well, what are they?
Well, if you rearrange those letters, you can spell ripe oranges.
Aha!
Okay, Ian, on September 23rd, 2002, a web browser named Phoenix was released. Named because it metaphorically rose from the ashes of the browser Netscape Navigator after it was effectively eliminated from the market by Microsoft's Internet Explorer, Phoenix was renamed Firefox, the name it retains today. To commemorate Phoenix's humble beginnings, this week our questions are about famous Phoenixes.
Okay.
Phoenix was the name given to one of the three versions of the Dart, a car model first introduced in 1960. Along with the basic Seneca and the mid-level Pioneer, the Phoenix was the premium version of the Dart. What automobile company manufactured the Dart?
I will say Dodge.
That is correct. And after Dart was chosen as the name, the executives at Chrysler did some extensive research to come up with a better name, and the one they came up with was Zip.
That is cool.
With two P's. Introduced in 1828 by Governor Ioannis Kapodistrias, the Phoenix was a unit of currency created to stabilize some of the economic chaos in a newly independent nation. Largely unsuccessful, the Phoenix was replaced some 4 years later by the drachma, which itself was replaced in 2001 by the euro. In what country?
The drachma. It's Greece.
It is Greece. I was going to say the governor's name might have also given a hint. And the word drachma comes from the Greek for grasp, because a drachma originally referred to a handful of metal sticks that were used as currency.
Go figure.
Portrayed by actress Famke Janssen in five films, the comic book character Jean Grey has suffered multiple deaths, one of which resulted in her rebirth and transformation into a character called Phoenix. This storyline, often referred to as the Phoenix Saga by fans, is part of what comic series?
I really don't know. I'm going to take a guess and say X-Men.
That is a good guess, because that's right, the X-Men. Albus Dumbledore, Frank and Alice Longbottom, Severus Snape, and several members of the Weasley family are members of what fictional secret society formed to fight Lord Voldemort and his followers?
Unfair, because I've never read these, but I'm going to guess the Order of the Phoenix.
That's correct.
Seems like a thing I've heard of.
It is a thing you've heard of, and that's about all I can say, too, because I've never read them either. But yes, the Order of the Phoenix is correct from the Harry Potter books. And finally, after being credited as Leaf for his first four motion picture roles between 1985 and 1989, what actor has had roles in over 20 films, including three for which he was nominated for an Academy Award?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix is correct. And Mr. Joaquin Phoenix appeared on a 1984 episode of Murder, She Wrote. With his sister Summer, they played Jessica Fletcher's niece and nephew. Are you a member of the Order of the Phoenix? Are you allowed to talk about it? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can Netscape navigate over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the nicknames of two of Phoenix's sports teams, Coyotes and Suns. Change one letter to a P, and you can rearrange the result to get a six-letter word for something you take to get information and a five-letter word for things that would be bad to have in that information. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.